Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, maybe some of you are lucky enough that me, a little morning glory, that would be great. A little morning action.
No. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Not me.
Oh, unfortunately.
No, I'm just thinking about the people that might be hearing the sounds of our voice. Maybe we can help them a little bit by telling them about this survey.
It's like, how are we going to help them other than maybe put them out of the mood?
Yeah. Right? Well, I mean, we can put them back in the mood because this survey talked about the most common things people do before sex and after sex.
Oh, okay.
All right. And so, I mean, right now this is as good a time as any for anybody.
Counting the 20s to give the proper amount. Is that part of it? Before or after?
Counting the 20s before giving the proper amount. Wow. It's shocking.
What do I owe
that's
you?
Not on the list. Is that before or after for you? I don't.
It depends on the situation.
Yeah. We got rituals that people do. I got the 10 most common. This is before you get busy. Taking a shower. I think Vicky was like, that's yours, right?
Yeah, I like being nice and clean.
Yeah. Well, actually, and I know you also like your people to be nice and clean.
Yes.
That's really the issue, is that you are kind of a germaphobe.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. Brushing your teeth, is that part of it?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You went out of control on that one, Steve.
Before?
You look at his
eyes.
His
eyes are like, whoa! Yeah, if I know, like, I like the morning stuff. You know what I mean? I think that's like...
Oh, really? Don't look at me. Look at somebody else when you say that.
I feel like that's one of my best abilities, if you know.
Oh, really? Oh, you're ready to go?
Yeah.
You're
I feel good. I feel like I'm very confident. But I was just like, man, morning breath? I can't do that to my wife.
Yeah.
So if I'm feeling like things are about to happen, or I got to go run to the bathroom real quick, and I'll just quickly give it a fast brush. Just something. Just so that way it's not rancid.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Well, it's terrible. How's that going to keep somebody in the mood?
See, I'm always afraid to say, I got to go. I'll be right back. Because I'm thinking all it takes is just a shift in the wind and it's over.
You think she's going to bail out?
Exactly. That's why I've never, ever left a situation. And that's the hardest thing because, as it were.
No, it's not, actually.
Hey, well, you don't know me, buddy.
I don't, actually.
Going to the bathroom is my thing. It's like there's nothing worse than having to go to the bathroom when you're in the middle of having some fun time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to go to... I mean, first thing in the morning, that's... I don't know about everyone else, but that's like when... Yeah, I got to go. I need to go. So
yeah,
I kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, the thing is that...
Or one bone.
Well,
sorry.
There we go. Didn't realize I was going to get the A material this early. Well, that's the thing is, if things are about to happen, then the bathroom's like, well, I don't want to go to the bathroom and then come back because it may, like, again, same reason. The mood may be passed.
I've never experienced the mood passing that fast.
You know what? Welcome to my life.
Well, it's also you we're talking about.
Well, thank you. You know what? You are just a boost to my self-esteem.
Well, here's what you do. You wake up before she does, take care of everything, and then, you know, hey.
Well, you're right. There has to be a strategy, no doubt about it. People shave. Now, who the heck is doing that? Guys, or you think women want to make sure everything's the way it's got to be?
I mean, I don't know, but I would imagine a female maybe thought, I wasn't planning on this happening, so maybe I should hurry up and trim the weeds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mouthwash.
Or the legs, yeah.
Mouthwash is a thing. That's a quick way. If you don't have, you want to do your teeth, just do the mouthwash.
Yeah, if I'm super like, I need to hurry this up, I'll just do a quick swish and go.
Now, here's something that's bizarre.
It's like a temporary fix.
Yeah. Changing your underwear. People do that before having sex, according to this ritual.
It's to like put on, like if you're wearing your granny panties and you're about to come out and take your pants off, you want to wear your cute underwear.
Okay, so this is this probably is more, it's more of a girl thing than a guy thing.
Well, I mean, unless the guy's got some skid marks, then yes, please change that.
Why are you even wearing your underwear at that point?
Well, you don't want skid marks on your pants.
Why are you wearing pants in the bed anyway?
But like, if we take them off, we get up, it's like, oh, God, that's what I just had sex with.
Well, Vicky has really given us a little bit too much information about her latest conquests.
Yes, Danny Skidmarks he's hanging out with.
Yeah. Putting on lingerie, all right.
Well, yes, I do that.
Yeah, you do a great job with it, by the way. I've read that.
Fishnets.
Flossing. People floss before they do what?
No, that's I can worry about that after the fact.
Okay, so you don't. Yeah, if you've got asparagus or something like that, some sort of parsley stuck in your tooth, too bad, right?
I think asparagus.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
What kind of gaps we got in our teeth?
I don't know the kind of life you're leading.
I think that's something for like a new relationship, because like I know when I'm like first starting to bang a dude, I like shave everything, I make sure everything's pristine, my hair, my makeup, everything. So I could see why somebody'd be like, oh, let me floss, let me mouthwash, let me brush my teeth. But once you've been dating somebody for a while, it's like, eh, whatever, they get me.
Yeah. See, that's for me, I don't care about anything. I mean, really, I'm just happy that I'm having it. And since I'm a child of the 70s, even the grooming is, I have grooming standards that are different than everybody else, so I don't care. I'm just happy that somebody's saying yes. Finally, lighting a candle, Steve. Do you do that? Do you light a candle to get things going?
No, I don't play with fire right before I'm going to have sex. No, you don't have candles, like just, no.
Oh, yeah, we had them in our room. The candles were always there.
Yeah, not like a scented candle or something.
No, Rev.
No.
Yeah, because the right scent will even help the mood even more.
We got one of those like Sensi's. Like, I guess you could just flip the switch. It's like, you know, it's like plugged in like a nightlight.
Oh, is that just to make the room smell good anyway?
Well, it's like a little candle with a light bulb under it, and the light bulb warms up the candle and it keeps out
a wax
scent.
Warmer.
Yeah, sure.
Mickey.
Definitely.
A wax warmer.
You guys can get with the times. I was given for Christmas last year remote-controlled candles.
What?
And they're like little plastic candles, and they change colors.
Wow. Do they smell?
No, they don't, but they look and feel kind of like candles because they have that wax on the outside, but they change colors. It's so cool.
Well, I don't argue with you on that. I think that's cool, but I also like the scent as well. I like the look of a candle, so that I might have to get those because I'm a high-tech guy.
So what's going on then after sex?
What's going on after sex? Disappointment, tears.
You mean with the world?
The common rituals after sex.
Oh, you're asking the survey.
Besides yourself.
Yeah.
I know that you have to write an apology letter.
Yeah.
Well, of course that has to happen. Yes.
Where is posting it on social media?
Dude, you know, you laugh, but people actually hop on social media after sex. That's part of the ritual.
Yeah.
If you can believe that.
No, it's not.
It is. That's what the 10 most common rituals after sex, hopping on social media.
But they're probably not bragging about getting laid. They're probably just checking to see how.
I hope not. But then again, you know, there is a genius that's doing that.
I've seen many of pictures, especially Snapchat, where it's like the in-bed pictures. Like, guess what we just did?
Oh, so really? People do that.
On Snapchat, I remember that there was a story with Edelman from the Patriots where some chick did that with him. And that was like a big news story.
Oh,
remember?
Yes. I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I could see where Steve, you would do that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, there you go. No. I mean, you know, it'd be kind of fun.
If you were in bed with Julius Edelman, you would not post that on Snapchat?
I would.
Who's Julius Edelman?
Julian, whatever the hell
Julian?
His name is.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, well, typically I'm not crashing with Julian Edelman, and we didn't have just
But
sex.
If it was a celebrity, I could see somebody doing that, but Vicky showed me just randos.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like to brag about it. I would at least put the funny filters on there.
Right?
You know, I mean, if you're going to do that, maybe like put you had the dog ears and the big tongue coming out and had the tongue hit in a certain spot.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Okay.
Going artsy with it.
Yeah. Right? Thank you. I'm like a Picasso with Snapchat.
Yeah. Another thing that people love to do after sex, of course, is the old school one, cuddling. Some people don't like to cuddle, but that's still part of the, you know, old school for a lot of folks. Watching TV, that's my bag. I think that's the greatest thing to do.
Putting on TV. See, I go more at the cuddling thing. I just want to pass out.
Yeah.
Cuddle up and just fall asleep.
Yeah, if I can fall. Well, see, that's different. Yeah, cuddling, as long as I can fall asleep, that's okay. But sometimes, you know, you're supposed to cuddle and not fall asleep. What do you fall asleep for? You're supposed to be here and bask in the. Okay, fine.
Physically here.
Yeah. Drinking water. Well, that's a big. Well, I guess you get high. Maybe you get dehydrated.
Yeah, hydrate.
Yeah. Getting dressed. Ooh, that's I love to do that after having sex.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
That was fun. Don't call me. I'll call you.
Yeah.
Got to go to work.
Got
to
run.
But it's Saturday night.
Yeah.
Work called.
Oh,
I didn't hear your phone ring.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's on silent.
I have a pager.
Yeah. Spooning and cuddling. So spooning is also on the list.
Wait, isn't spooning cuddling?
That's what I thought, but apparently there's two different designations here.
I guess it's a more specific type of cuddling.
And see, this one's yours, doing nothing but lying there.
Yes.
Yeah.
What, is that before or during?
How about this? These are polar opposites. I just gave you doing nothing but lying there is one of the most common rituals after sex. The next one, having a deep conversation.
That's why you fall asleep. You beat the punch.
I feel
we need
like
to talk.
I feel like you know, it's interesting. I would think that the people that don't talk much, that's when they talk. It's like I know people that when they get drunk, they like to talk a lot, and I wonder if after having sex, they also like to talk a lot. Vicky, I don't know. I'm going to predict that you do because every once in a while, if you have a beverage, then there's a deep conversation that comes out of you that usually because you don't say much.
I feel like if it's an actual interesting person, then yeah. I would like to talk to them. But I did hook up with this one dude. It was literally just Tinder. Come over. Let's do this. And afterwards, he's like, so tell me about yourself. I'm like, no, I'm good.
What?
Yeah, he legit did that. I'm like, we just did the freaky nasty and you want me to tell you about myself. I'm good. You can go now. It was really funny.
See, I feel like that kind of conversation, but see, I'm old school. I don't know the Tinder world. I feel like that kind of conversation can kind of happen before. It should happen before, not after.
Well, that's when guys are going to be more attentive to want to have a conversation.
Exactly.
They know, you know what I mean? Because they're like, okay, yes.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about? We'll talk about that because I know sex is about to happen.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. We are wired and ready to go.
I appreciate that he asked, but it's like, you're cute, but dumb. Get out of here.
All right.
What did he share anything about himself in that moment?
No, I think he was just trying to be polite.
Oh, okay.
It's just like, I know, like, this is all this is, buddy. You can go now.
So you read that in, like, One Night Stand for Dummies or something?
Yeah. It's like, I guess. I don't know. He was younger. I played the cougar role.
Okay. How younger?
I think he was, like, 5 years.
Oh, geez. Oh, well, this is cougar she can go right now.
Right?
She's still in her 20s.
Well, what are you, 29?
29.
All
this
right.
was a couple years ago.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, she could hook up with an 18-year-old. That would be at least a cougar situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, believe me, we're going to have those moments with Vicky. That's going to, the older she gets, the younger they're going to get. You know how that's
she's
go.
The Matthew McConaughey of this show.
All right. That's going to happen. I got to tell you about this neighborhood that's having issues with their neighbor. Why? Well, just because he does everything in the nude. Yep, Steve's got the news for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well, he's no Pulitzer Prize winner. Hell, he can't even pronounce Pulitzer. This is News with Steve Migs.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Car Toys for giving us news and sports. And it's a very special day, especially for our boy Danny V.
Yeah. What's that?
It seems like I'm telling you, it's every few days or every few weeks that we're celebrating some kind of a pizza day.
Woo!
Today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Woo!
The all best right. kind.
You know, I put cheese and pepperoni as a, depending on my mood, as a solid one or two. And then pepperoni, and then pineapple is three, of course.
Pineapple.
Yeah, of course.
A solid pepperoni pizza is all I need in my life.
Yep. So where are you going, guys?
Oh, we're
going to go celebrate National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Oh, I know where to go. My new favorite place.
What's that?
Mod Pizza.
That's your new favorite place?
Because
did you
of
just discover it?
Because no, because of the no-name cake. I've always known about it, but I'm addicted to the no-name cake. So.
I told you.
Yeah.
Those things are freaking amazing.
They really are something.
Mod Pizza's pretty legit. I do like going there. Vicky, where are you going?
It's like a childhood classic, Alfie's.
Alfie's.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, we went there for all our, like, soccer, like, end-of-the-season games, or just, like, special treat days.
Got some orange slices and Alfie's.
Yeah. Those are the days.
Rev?
Chuck E. Cheese.
No,
Luigi's. I love Luigi's, and they got a great pizza.
Gosh, you're right. Luigi's is fantastic.
Yeah. Legit.
Danny?
Proletariat in White Center.
I don't even know what you just said.
I haven't even been there yet.
Proletariat.
Is that the name of a horse that won the Prius?
Yes,
it was.
Yeah. No, it's literally the best pizza I've had in West Seattle, and they have a great happy hour.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, let's go.
Wait, I thought you said it was in White Center. Is White Center West Seattle?
Technically, it's like a little south.
They're close
there,
to each other.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They're close, but I wouldn't say they're... Yeah, I think White Center's not West Seattle.
Yeah, I don't think it is either.
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm new.
Danny makes
okay.
you new. You've been here for 2 years.
Yeah.
You can't use that excuse anymore.
Yeah, Danny.
I'm semi-new.
All right. Okay.
Danny, you gotta take me to, Danny, we got to go to lunch. Let's go check. Because Danny takes me to cool joints because he's the new guy, so he finds all the cool joints.
Let's go.
I want to try Proletariat.
Yeah, sounds awesome. The place that I love, I mean, Rev's got me now with Louis G's, though. But I'll stop while I'm in Seattle. I'm going to go to Dino's, which is freaking awesome. It's in Capitol Hill.
Ooh, yeah.
That place, and especially they got the square style, the Sicilian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude. It's incredible.
I don't think I've been to Dino's then.
Oh, you got to go there.
All right. Well, Danny will take me places, but Steve will go.
I'll go with you.
You just got to go.
Don't I'll go with you.
Danny's like, I'll take you. Steve's like, yeah, you got to go.
Look, I know your schedule's insane, so I'd say go on your own time. But if you want, I'll go with you.
Okay.
I don't need to have my arm twisted to go to Dino's Pizza. It's really the best pizza in Seattle proper, in my opinion. But that's just...
Wow, that's saying a lot.
And it's everyone's always like, oh, it's New York style. They truly do capture the essence, although I think it's more New Jersey style, because Dino's originally from New Jersey. I was just reading on the website. I love his website. Just basic and simple. He just goes, hi, I'm a pizza maker who lives in Seattle now. I've been making Sicilians and rounds for about 19 years.
Dude, is that his website?
Yes.
That really looks like a website from the 90s.
Yeah, it looks like an Angel Fire website.
It does?
Yeah, it does. There's even a little GIF up in the top rotating.
Oh, that's like something I would have made in high school.
I love it.
Look, he doesn't got time to make a website. He's busy making awesome pizza.
That's
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I think this is a good point, and we need to go to Dino's.
How about this? This is my hobby, which I first learned when I was 9 years old, making pizza.
Really?
I learned all the basics back home. Pretty advanced stuff. I'm self-taught. Yeah, break your legs.
Hey, Dino, how you doing?
He also says it's a pizza place, but we also have a downright good bar.
All right. Well, listen, Dino's calling it out.
I don't know why I'm saying it in an aggressive tone.
Because you know what? That's probably how he says it.
And I respect that. Yeah. His pizza's freaking amazing.
He's bringing swagger to Seattle.
Dino's tomato pie.
We have serious pie in Seattle proper, and you're still putting Dino's above
that. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's saying a lot, my friend, because serious pie is good.
Also, you know, if you're looking for a place to eat late at night, it's like a giant commercial for Dino's, but whatever. after a Defy show, my buddies were in town from Baltimore, and I'm like, you want to grab some pizza? And they're East Coast guys, and we just posted up at the bar, got a couple slices, and they were loving it.
And you know, there's the best place to have pizza that I never, ever will probably go to.
Where is that?
And that is it Northgate, Northlight? It's right, it's next to Vula's. What do they call it? It's a great pizza joint. I forget the name of the... but everybody talks about how great their pizza is.
Oh, Northgate.
Northgate, yeah.
Yeah, right next to Vula's, yeah.
Yeah.
That place is awesome.
I know, and I will never probably go there because every time I'm in that area, it's always to go to Vula's, and I'm so damn full that I would love to go to Vula's, but save room just to go get a slice of pizza because I hear how good it is.
I mean, they are next door to each other. You're right. Is it North Lake or North Lake Tavern?
I think it's North Lake.
Yeah.
North Lake Tavern. It's right next to Vula's, and it is fantastic.
Yep.
I've seen it like as number one pizza place in Seattle. On top lists before.
Exactly. That's why it's like,
oh, it's legit. Man.
But every time I'm over in that area, how do I, you know, pass up a Chinese pancake or, you know, a hobo?
Do both.
Yeah. I know. You're right. I got to find out how to get that done.
Their pizza's great. Yeah. Then, like I said, in Seattle proper, then on my way home, I'm stopping by Louis G's. Have double pizza.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a party. All right. Well, anyways, that's what's going on with pizza. Let's talk about a guy who likes to get naked.
That was our whole news.
I know.
It's the food report.
Yeah. There we go.
You know, King Five and Coleman, they might do real news stories. The big news story is International Pepperoni Pizza
Day. That's what we're talking about.
The second big story is there's a man that likes to get naked, doing everything around his house, and it's driving his neighbors crazy. He's in Florida and apparently does his outdoor chores completely nude.
Okay. If you're in a nudist colony or something, sure, but why don't you go move to one at this point?
And here's one of the neighbors talking about it.
I came out, was it Sunday night, put the trash out. I look over and he's bent over, winding up his hose. And like, that's my view of my neighborhood.
What? Is that you?
He walks on his car and he does it naked. And, you know, everyone's called the police. But he's just out there doing his yard work, is whatever he needs to do outside naked. If they're private, you know, why are your privates on display? I mean, that's not private at all. That's very public.
I have no issue until he's bending over.
Yeah.
The bending over to round up the hose sounds disgusting.
Nobody needs to see a flying squirrel at that time of night.
Here's another neighbor also not happy about it because, you know, the neighborhood's looking at a naked guy, including kids.
Have some respect for the neighborhood kids. Kids catch the bus here. It's wrong. I've seen these people actually stand on their front step, buck naked, both of them, and talk to a police officer. Sheriff's Department. The Sheriff's Department told me to turn my head.
Yeah, well, you know, indecent exposure is illegal in public places. But that gets people with the police department that are not able to take action against him because he's on his private property and he's not, quote, touching himself inappropriately. He's not doing it for a sexual reason. He's just naked doing everything around his house.
You're in the neighborhood. You got to, come on, make the adjustments.
Put on some tidy whities.
Yeah,
some,
make the adjustment because you're living around other people and you got to think of them too. Come on, buddy.
Although I do love this one neighbor who doesn't seem to have a problem with it.
I'm not one of those people that have concerns just because it's their way of life and it's on their property and I know it's legal.
There you go.
Well, you know what? If she doesn't have any problems, all right then. See, there she knows how to have a good life, that girl.
There's still barely hope for the Mariners as they won yesterday. 9-0.
Yeah.
Wow. Robbie Cano had 3 RBIs, 2 sure players had home runs. Mariners are still 7 games back in the wild card hunt.
They are.
4 games away from elimination, and the Yankees and
don't bring it up.
Yeah, they keep winning.
Yeah, Yankees and A's.
Yep. But Astros lost. They lost against the Mariners. So there you go. Sounders finally lost, unfortunately. They lost to the Philadelphia Union during the end of stoppage time. So it was like you thought the game was going to be a tie at 0-0, and then they end up losing 1-0. That ends their MLS single season record 9th match winning streak, as they would like to say.
Wow.
Matches, not games, yo. Halftime show, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's been announced, although it hasn't really been announced. It's unofficial, but everybody's talking about it. Maroon 5 will be the halftime entertainment for the Super Bowl this time around. So that's what's going on. Super Bowl is going to be happening on February 3rd at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. As far as weather, 64 degrees and cloudy. And thank you, McDonald's, for giving us news and sports.
Oh, thank you, McDonald's. All right. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about it. Well, we're talking about food, you know.
The pizza, man. Lots of people are texting. It's cool to see how many people are showing love for their local pizza places. Sparta's Pizza in Lindenwood.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing. Shakey's Pizza. I have to give props also. Brooklyn Brothers Pizza in Everett. That's very good. A lot of people have been texting about that one.
Ooh, Steve, you forgot a very important one.
Which is?
Gas Station Pizza in Puyallup.
That's right.
Dude, that one is legit. I went there.
You finally went?
I finally went.
Pizza.
Yeah, because you recommend it so much, and anytime you mention it, everyone else does as well.
Is that actually the name of the place, Gas Station Pizza?
No, it's Canyon Pizza.
But it's on Canyon Road in Puyallup.
Yeah, but it's at the gas station.
But it's in a Shell station is where you get the pizza.
Oh, man.
It is great.
I got to find a picture. I took a picture of the sign because the sign is hilarious at the actual gas station. It just says, great pizza. And it meant to say cold beer, but the C has been missing for as long as I've been living in Puyallup. So it just says, great pizza, old beer.
Oh, you got to give that to Vicky. She's got to post that sign up on the socials.
Propane tanks. It's freaking hilarious.
Oh, man. See, that's the fun part of our area. We got so many cool places to go visit and do.
There you go. Canyon Pizza.
Oh, I love the old beer.
It's not even great pizza. It just says pizza.
Yeah.
Old beer.
And propane.
Yeah.
Those are the 3 things I need. Old beer, pizza, and propane. What else do I need?
That is
awesome.
Speaking of Brooklyn Brothers, I know we're talking pizza, but they have
we're talking pizza? What are you talking about?
They have amazing wings at Brooklyn Brothers, too. They're not even on the menu. You have to order them, and they're made to order, but they are amazing.
How do you not have the item not on the menu?
I don't know. I go to the one in Mocotillo, not the one in Everett, but I have literally the best wings I've had in a while.
So it sounds like one of those hidden menu things, man. You guys, so if you walk in and you know about the wings, they know you're legit. But maybe you'll just see people eating them too.
Yeah.
And go, hey, wait a minute, I don't see those. Where'd you get those?
A few people are mentioning it, and it's shout out to Sizzle Pie also here in Seattle. That's another great place. And they even have vegan options. So they have regular
Sizzle
pizza.
Pie. I don't know this joint.
Oh, it's
BJ,
rock and roll themed.
There.
That's so funny.
BJ, I took you there.
Did I go to Sizzle Pie?
For National Pizza Day last year. That's where we went.
Where is it?
In Capitol Hill. We took an Uber there. I bought a t-shirt.
I love Sizzle Pie.
You trolled me with pineapple pizza.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now I remember.
Sizzle Pie is good.
It's awesome.
And right across the street from a vegan ice cream place called Frankie and Joe's.
I only thought that Danny took me to West Seattle places. I didn't know he took me to one in Capitol Hill.
It's so funny you guys went there and you're like, I never heard of this place. How did you go there?
I know.
What was the place right by our old building? Was it Little Maria's?
Yes.
That's another solid place to go.
Never got to go.
And a lot of people are bringing up Trackside Pizza in Puyallup. And I've never been there. And I drive by it. And I keep saying, I need to stop by there. And I haven't.
All right, do it, Steve.
The plan is to happen.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know when, but it will. You can only eat so much pizza in one day, right?
Big plans.
Yes, that's so funny. I've never been there.
I know. It's not fun not remembering things. It really isn't. Yesterday, Steve, he got this one right.
Which type of nut is used to make Nutella?
Cheese.
No.
Hazel.
Aye.
Oh, that's right. It was Pirate Day. Thank God that's over.
Yeah.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And I, of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.